Welcome to The Divorce Social with me, Samantha Baines, changing the conversation around divorce. This show is sponsored by Penguin in the Room. Penguin in the Room is an award-winning arts marketing and social media management company. If you want to jazz up your socials and have someone Instagram and tweet for you, then here's your answer. Go to www.penguinintheroom.com. As always, hit subscribe to make sure you're updated about new episodes. And we love to hear from you on social media at DivorcePod and at Samantha Baines. You can also email us. All the info's on our website, thedivorcesocial.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello and welcome to the Series 3 Roundup of the Divorce Club. Big news. I am divorced. I'm officially divorced, finally. As you'll know, if you've been following the podcast, I started the podcast series one when I had my decree nisi, which is the like first stage. If you don't know, it's the first kind of document the judge says your reason for getting divorced is good enough. I'll sign that off. And then I was waiting for my decree absolute, which I imagined was going to come through any minute. And then in between those two things, you have to do all the financials and get it all agreed. And that took a very long time, much longer than I had anticipated. But now is all done. I'm officially divorced. And I feel great about it. It's really weird because I've spoken to people about getting their kind of officially divorced news. And people said that, you know, they just get it via email. And I thought, no, that can't really be the way. Surely, you know, your solicitor will ring you and go, yeah, you're divorced. But it's true. You just get it via email. And also in my email, it's very formal. So it just says, please find attached your decree absolute. It's not even like, congratulations, you know, with like confetti cannons on online bursting or anything. It is just an email attachment. So it's a bit of a weird moment. And I think I just got off the phone from my therapist. So I was feeling, I always feel good after therapy sessions. So I was feeling good. I opened my email, literally got that straight away. And I had a little sort of laugh cry immediately because it's kind of sad because it's the fully full stop and it's, you know, the end of a big chapter in my life. Also, I was like, thank God, finally, it's here and I've been waiting for it for so long. And obviously in lockdown, I was like, well, I can't really go on a big night out with all my friends. So my way of dealing with it was I got up, went upstairs, put loads of makeup on and some sequins and did a photo shoot in my spare room and filmed a little video of me kind of celebrating. I shared it on my Instagram. So you can go and check that out if you like. It's just at Samantha Baines. It's me just waving with like fake confetti and, you know, taking very booby photos that I think I look really hot in. But I think I needed to do that, sort of have a weird divorced photo shoot just for myself as a like way of celebrating. And then because I live alone, I have a support bubble. So my sister and my mum, who are living together, came round. So I was very lucky that, you know, I was able to see someone else. They came round and we had some Prosecco and a Nando's takeaway, the traditional celebration food, a cheeky divorced Nando's. And I have to say, it really was like a weight off my shoulders. Like, I've always used that phrase, it's like a weight off your shoulders. I don't think I've ever truly meant it until my divorce, because I really did feel lighter and still do. And yeah, I'm just so happy. It's just like a real full stop, which is lovely. And also now I feel like I can actually be a member of my club that I started, the Divorce Club. So that's good. Thank you so much for tuning in and all your messages of congratulations as well about my divorce. It's been an amazing series. We've got some brilliant messages, and I love it when I get messages from you lot who listen to the podcast, and, you know, maybe one of the episodes resonates with you or reminds you of something from your past or a story you want to share. And I know in the podcast I mentioned the Patreon account, which is an online group where you can pay monthly to support the podcast. And there's merchandise and stuff on there as well. Divorce Club tote bag and mug. But also what I'd really love to create in that Patreon environment is a place where we can share all these stories. I think because it's behind a paywall, you know, it's £2 a month is the smallest one. But because it's behind a paywall, hopefully it won't be somewhere like Twitter or Instagram where anyone can just comment and there'll be trolls and stuff. So hopefully it will just be, you know, actually people who've got divorced or have, you know, difficult breakup stories or feel part of the community. And we can kind of all share our feelings and stories on there. Because I think I absolutely love it when you message me and share with me. But I really think we can all help each other as well. But anyway, so, come and join us on Patreon if you fancy. But I've had some wonderful messages. I got this one. Congratulations on your divorce. Out with the old and ready, set, go on the new amazing chapter. Totally agree. I'm currently waiting for my ex to sign the divorce papers. He's dragging his heels. But if this year is going to give me anything, it will be signing away my old life and embracing the new. I'm 30 with 3 kids, running a business during a global pandemic. Wasn't exactly where I thought I would be this year. But hey, I'm rolling with it. I love your podcast. Gosh, you make me howl. Keep doing what you're doing. You're ace. So thank you so much. That's a very lovely message. I got another one. This is from a man. I love hearing from men because I imagine that they wouldn't listen. I know it's like really horrible me stereotyping a whole gender. But obviously I have lots of messages from women who listen to the podcast, which I love. But yeah, I don't very often hear from men or, you know, non-binary people and things like that. So this is a message. I have discovered the Divorce Club and it's been a huge help in what is a very difficult time I thought that I'd never get through. But there may just be a small light at the end of the tunnel. It has me crying with laughter at points. You probably get loads of these, but keep going. It's a wonderful thing. Thank you. So thank you for your messages. And don't ever feel like you can't get in touch, because you absolutely can. Got another message here. Someone sharing their story. Hi, Samantha. I just wanted to say the biggest thank you. I found your podcast a few days ago and it's given me a few smiles and laughs that pulled me out of one of the dark spells. I'm currently going through a divorce after finding out 8 months ago my husband has been living a total double life and committed continual infidelities with co-workers of mine and acquaintances, as well as visiting dogging sites with strangers, seriously putting my health at risk. He's in treatment for sex and porn addiction, and it's very complicated, but essentially the person I loved and have given my adult life to doesn't exist, and I'm having to grieve that loss whilst also accepting he's hurt me in the most despicable way. I know I'm still young, but could really relate to what you said when chatting to Helen, that people assume it's easier if you don't have children. One of the hardest things for me is that I thought we were going to start to try for a family. I'm 32 now, and I feel like people are forgetting women who don't have endless time. And I can't help but think to the women that have their children, well, at least you have your children and will never be fully alone. I just wanted to say a big thank you for speaking out and bringing this community of amazing people together. It's such a lovely message, and it's a really hard situation. And I know that I and the rest of the Divorce Club community are sending you lots of love. You will get through it. There's one thing that this podcast proves is you will get through it, and you will be happy one day.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thank you so much for all your messages. I just want to assure you that I've checked with all of those people whose messages I've read out, that I can read their messages anonymously, and they've given me their permission, which is very nice of them. We've also had some lovely reviews. I know I say every podcast, please leave us a review. It really helps. It honestly does. And also sometimes when I'm having a sad day, I just go and read the reviews. So it also just makes me happy. It may be a sad day or like a day where I've got a lot of podcast admin happening. And I'm like, oh, shall I just give up the podcast? Reading all your reviews makes me very happy. So thank you. And we've had some lovely ones. There is this one from Juju Foz. Just such a mood boosting podcast. I don't know anyone else going through a separation divorce. So when I found this, it was such a relief. I've listened to every episode and I found it such a support and mood booster to hear people's stories and find so much of it relatable and to have the knowledge that eventually everything will be okay. Thank you, Samantha, so much for creating this amazing podcast. You are so welcome. I'm so glad you enjoy it. HBCHGT3425, great name, says, I love this podcast. The interviews are so interesting, often moving and always life-affirming. Having an interviewer who's experienced the same thing as the interviewee makes for a truly kind atmosphere. This is the first review I ever wrote, but for this one I had to. Totally recommend. Well, thank you. I'm very happy that the Divorce Club was breaking your review virginity. I hope now you go off on a full reviewing. You know, like I talk about my sexual explosion at the podcast, I hope you now have a reviewing explosion where you just review everything. We've had another one. I won't read the name because it's just a series of letters. Great podcast. I'm not in the Divorce Club, but I still love this podcast. It's really interesting subject, and Samantha interviews her guests in a chatty, fun, friendly way. Well, thanks. I do try to not be evil. Thank you so much for all your messages. Really appreciate it. What a series we've had. I'm trying to remember. It seems like it started ages ago, but also 2 minutes ago. But we, you know, in this series, we had Jonty Fisher, who's our first partner of someone else I've interviewed, although they are now currently happily married. So Jess Robinson we had in an earlier series, and Jonty Fisher is her new husband, proper husband. She calls her old one the practice husband. And I spoke to Jonty about his relationship before Jess, so that was lovely. We had Rachel Teat. I had a real giggle with Rachel, and she's a listener of the podcast too, so that was amazing. Tori Allen Martin, we talked to her about, she's not actually divorced, but she was engaged and then her engagement was called off. And I think that was a really interesting episode, because it's funny, some people say that they listen to the Divorce Club and they love it, but they're not divorced, but they can totally relate. And I get some divorced people who message me and say they think that if you haven't actually been divorced, like legally filling out the bits of paper, you just don't understand. So there's kind of two sides to the coin, but I very much think everyone is welcome. And, you know, we just need to talk about all of these traumas that we have to go through in our lives. And I hope that, you know, for each episode and for each story, there's always someone who's going to relate and it will help someone. And I think Tori's story is really important. And I think sometimes we think you can only have trauma if you've been through a marriage and come out the other end. But actually, there's so much in that kind of, you know, having to call off an engagement when you've booked the wedding and she has her wedding dress and everything. I think that's one's definitely worth a listen. Callie Beaton, lots of you love that one. Callie's an old comedian friend of mine, and we had a proper giggle with that. Again, Callie's not married, but she split up with the father of her two children. And so I think that's a really interesting one as well. We had Rosie Green, who's writing a book on heartbreak at the moment. I think it's just about to come out. Liz Lenz from America. She's brilliant. She's a journalist as well. Nikki Leslie, they weren't married either. But it was a gay relationship that Nikki was talking about, and the fact that Nikki contracted HIV from Nikki's ex. So that's an incredible episode. And Nikki's attitude towards forgiveness and all of things like that is really inspirational. Suki Webster we spoke to as well. She is actually the wife of Paul Merton, but she's happily married to Paul. But we talked about a relationship that got quite aggressive previously for her, not a marriage again, but married now. And finally, the wonderful Victoria Smurfit. It was a joy to talk to her. We had a great chat about her divorce and now being a single mum, and whether she'd get married again, and moving the sofa in her living room when she was drunk, which is something that I also did with my sister. So what a brilliant series. Definitely worth checking them all out. Thank you so much for listening. There will be a series four, of course. You need to click subscribe and then you'll get a notification when it comes out. It's going to have a couple of weeks break while we get that series all ready for you. Always love to hear from you. You can get in contact via Instagram at Samantha Baines at The Divorce Pod, or Twitter at Divorce Pod. We also have an email, thedivorceclubpod@gmail.com. And also, if you know anyone, in the public eye, or maybe like the head of a company or something like that, who you know is divorced and has an interesting story to tell, please do get in touch. Let me know who they are and I'll do my best to get them on the podcast. Some of you have contacted me about people you want me to get on. And I must say, I do contact everyone that you message me about. Obviously, some people don't want to talk on the podcast because of some situations that have gone on in the marriage or in the breakup, and it's too traumatic for them, or legally they might not be able to say anything about it. So, but I do contact everyone that you suggest. Thank you so much.
Oh, hi. Thank you for listening to The Divorce Social with me, Samantha Baines. Please leave us a review. Please, please. It would be super nice. They're lovely to read. They keep me cheery and happy and keep me going. But also it affects our listing in the podcast charts, which are very important because that's how more people find the podcast. And I'd love to help more people get through those really tough heartbreak and divorce times. And they're more likely to find us if we're higher up on the charts. So if you'd like to leave a review, I'd love you forever. You can leave them on iTunes is the big one, or most podcast platforms do them as well. I'll take all the reviews you've got to give. You can also get in contact on Twitter and Instagram at DivorcePod and at Samantha Baines. We have a website, thedivorcesocial.com, and we have a Patreon account, which means that you can support the podcast for as little as £2 a month. And it helps me with all the admin costs. It also means you have access to our 90s style divorce and heartbreak chat room. And there's lots of exclusives on there, little bits of audio that you don't get in the main podcast, and some giveaways as well. So I'd love to see you over on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Samantha Baines. And please leave a review. Did I say that already? Please leave a review. Love you forever.